So, Rinpoche requests us to begin with the enlightened mind. It is the wish that we achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings as fast as the space is. And with this attitude in mind, that we listen, that we reflect and meditate upon the teachings in order to attain the state which is free from samsara and nirvana.
Tene tere yamgon lo dun thaye ji kiza do le sombe ten de chuni jin thotso te do de ji khu
Today Rinpoche will explain about the 12 links of interdependence arising, which is explained from the Treasury of Knowledge, written by Jumping Hunter for the Sai.
Tene de tende chonyi jen trutsor te kar chenpore. Jomsen kararasana trutsor te chetan trutsor tsor te yabuji shiba yino. Tene trutsor te nyingbu jigre. Trutsor le trutsor nyanginlin de yabba chetan trutsor tsor yang yabuji.
So the explanation of the way how one is deluded is very important. And this explanation now here is the explanation of the way how one is deluded in accordance or through the coming together of the 12 interdependent links of origination or of interdependent origination. And if one knows well how one is deluded through this interdependent links of or the links of interdependent arising, then one knows how one can create samsara, how one can free oneself from samsara, how one can achieve nirvana, how one can free oneself from these 12 links.
So there's
two kinds of explanations. One is a general explanation and the other one is a specific explanation. And concerning the general explanation, the root text goes as follows. Ultimately, samsara together with its karma does not exist. Conventionally, the 12 branches which arise in connection with a basis namely causes and conditions, circles incessantly.
Chicken de capsa ton tambar, corva tang, corva dozig jo le, de dan kepa, and the near ringing madu patang, kunzul to tende juni ge, so don't go to them.
So this explains how ultimately the 12 links of interdependent origination don't exist, but from a relative point of view, they exist and one is turned in samsara through them. Sorry, I forgot one word in the root text. It says the wheel of these 12 links. This wheel, this turns incessantly.
Jujin Rakwa San Tien Sin Kye Sin De Huma Kye Tawari Tane Tumong Mayimba Jujin Tumong Mayimba Nidong Ji Tsole San Tien Che Bar Sawani Che Bar Sawani Phayyab Ye Phayyab Tien Phapa Lodok Re Phapa Lodok Ji San Juk Semre Le Chetar Pram Ngarwa Tang Mei Rangin Tawati Tegin Chuna Tham Che Che Rangin Tongba Nye Dondo Ji Sawa.
Now, after the explanation of the causes and conditions which create or bring about the compounded phenomena has been explained in accordance to the common vehicle, what will be explained now is the explanation of the uncommon vehicle which corresponds to the definite meaning. It is said from Nagarjuna in the commentary to the Bodhicitta, just like sweetness is a nature of molasses, heat is a nature of fire. In the same way, it is stated that the nature of all phenomena is emptiness.
Ye song ba tar ne log ton tambar korwa tan ne log ton tambam tendan den do wang do se na ne log thar do go wang do se na korwa tan korwa rangi je ma do bare korwa rangi je ma do ba ma je korwa du ji je jo le da le je de ba tan je ba den bar ma do ba tong ba ni khona yin ja Kon tambar korwa le ta le jin deva tan cheba denbar madopa rangi ji madopa denbar madopa te rangi ji madopa ko kore rangi madopa tumba ni ni yan na sur ji wang do se na na sur kunzo ta do na sur kunzo ji wang do se na ju ji chokwa le tin jin deva jong ju ji ten de so tan je tin ten de yin la ju ni je Kolo, tender in a junior, Korvare, tender in a junior, Korso de Koluzo Konan Kolo. Parmi the Konem, Pata Majeba, Jew Majeba Kone, Sipa, Sipa Lando, Korva Lando, Yang the Korvate, Yang the Yang the Korvate.
It is said that from the point of view of the fundamental nature, or the ultimate samsara, karma, and the results of karma, which go along together with it, don't exist in truly. What is meant here by not existing truly is means, as Rinpoche explains, not existing by nature, not existing inherently. Namely, it is only emptiness. So this fundamental nature, or what is called the ultimate, doesn't exist inherently and is only emptiness. And this word not truly existent should be understood as meaning here emptiness. But from the point of view of a arising or appearance of phenomena, which can also be called merely conventional, this wheel of the 12 branches which arise through the connection with the basis. And the basis is the coming together of causes and conditions. This wheel circles incessantly, which means unceasing, which means uninterrupted, and one is turned or cycled, one cycles around in this path of samsara, which Rinpoche is playing as meaning here, the path of existence, again and again. So from the relative point of view, one is actually thrown around in samsara, and through the turning of the 12 branches of interdependent arising, there are different names one can give to this. So this wheel takes a form or symbolizes the arising of samsara.
Mare ne zong ga ki par ten de yin la chong yin ji ten ne yong da ban de ko lu ma la jan ran de yin la chong yin ko lo de ti pa la dong ko ba de ki ji ba.
Furthermore, Nagarjuna states that starting from ignorance until old age and death, all the activities which arise from being based upon the 12 links connected to a basis are stated by me as being illusion-like, as being dream-like. This wheel of the 12 branches circles in the path of existence.
Mare ne zong ga ki par se jida kare se na ta ten de yin na jung ni jung khor so diwang du se na tu ma mare pa la ten de ni pa le de de le ten de se ni nam ki so de ni dan da che wa le ten de ga ki song ta che wa la mare pa ne zong te ten de yin na jung ni te Nama Joda Saman Davis or the Somare, Gaki Departa. Gaki Parto Somare. So, Tende Yena Junija. Tende Yena Junija Juni Latine Jova Corvus Tava and Corson de Kovu Milan Jundando. Kovu Sigete, Gombozado Rana Soma. Kovu Na Ludo de Milan Jumadam. Yena Junin Colo, the Tender Yena Junijan Colo, the Tipa Land on Coati. Tender Yena Junija Colo, the Tipa Land of Corvare, Corso de Milanda, Yumata, which was the Tacovari.
So Rinpoche explains that starting from ignorance, which is the cause, which is the reason for everything arising afterwards. Starting from ignorance until old age and death. This explanation is in accordance with the explanation of the 12 links of interdependent origination. And it starts with ignorance, with karmic formation, with the consciousnesses, the collection of consciousnesses, name and form and so forth, and ends with death. So all the 12 links which arise in connection with the basis, namely the previous is a cause for the following, this is a closer explanation of the word, of the term in the dependent origination, and all the activity, all the samsaric activity which is done based upon this, ignorance, the previous and the later, is stated by me Yeah. By me, this means here Nagarjuna. As being dreamlike, as being illusion-like. So this wheel of which has 12 branches circles in the existence, in the path of existence, turns around in the path of existence. Now we should recite after Rinpoche's recitation, we should recite this root text, which he will now recite. So I don't know which one it will be. One of those which is mentioned here.
Tundam Gurvale Jemaluja Kunzo Jose Deje Devarjo Lela Joni Koro Parme Go. Yes, Arthur.
So please, this is what is marked here with root text, yes? These three lines. This should be repeated now three times as well. Although in January, in reality, samsara along with karma are not established as existent in apparent realities, as interdependent, arising based on causes and conditions, the wheel of 12 links turns incessantly. Although in genuine reality, samsara along with karma are not established as existent in apparent realities, there is interdependent arising based on causes and conditions. The wheel of 12 links turns incessantly. Although in genuine reality, samsara along with karma are not established as existent in apparent realities, there is interdependent arising based on causes and conditions. The wheel of 12 links turns incessantly. So now what is mentioned in the commentary on Bodhicitta by Nagarjuna, please, three times as well. Just as sweetness is natural to molasses and heat is natural to fire, so is emptiness said to be true nature of all phenomena. Just as sweetness is natural to molasses and heat is natural to fire, so is emptiness said to be the true nature of all phenomena. Just as sweetness is natural to molasses and heat is natural to fire, so is emptiness said to be the true nature of all phenomena. So if one could remember while reciting these verses that samsara is only illusion-like and dream-like, this would be very good. So again, the statement by Nagarjuna concerning 12 links of interdependent origination, please. The activity which arises relying on 12 links of interdependent origination, beginning with ignorance up to aging and death, I serve to be like a dream, an illusion. This wheel of 12 links circles around in the path of conditioned existence. The activity which arises relying on the 12 links of interdependent origination, beginning with ignorance up to aging and death, I stood to be like a dream, an illusion. This wheel of 12 links circles around in the paths of conditioned existence. Activity to realize is relying on the 12 links of interdependent origination, beginning with ignorance up to aging and death. I stir to be like a dream, an illusion. This wheel of 12 links circles around in the path of conditioned existence. So this finished the first general explanation of the wheels of interdependent origination, the branches of interdependent origination. And now comes the specific explanation, which goes like this, the root text. The root of samsara is clinging to a truly existent self. From the defilements, karma and suffering arises. This arises from that. Just like non-existence appear in or during sleep. So here it is said that the root of the samsara is the clinging to a truly existent self. And from this clinging to a truly existent self, all the defilements, all the kleshas arise. And from the kleshas, karma arises. And from the accumulation of karma, suffering arises. And this all arises not being as truly existent, but just like everything arises, just like the appearance which arises in a dream. Now, this explanation here is more profound to than the explanation which is given in general in the Shravakayana. In the Shravakayana, the explanation of the 12 links of interdependent origination are explained as being truly existent. One thinks that they are really or truly existent. But this explanation here is an explanation of the links of interdependent origination as coming in existence only through the mere collection of causes and conditions. Only through coming together of causes and conditions, these 12 links which arise based upon one another, yes, are coming together and are not believed to be truly existent, but as being illusion-like and dream-like. So we should recite this root text here under the second section. Please three times as well. The root of samsara is clinging to the self. Karma and suffering arise from kleshas. From that suffering arises that wheel of suffering, appearing while not existing, such as sleep dream. The root of samsara is clinging to the self. Karma and suffering arise from kleshas. From that suffering arises that wheel of suffering, appearing while not existing, such as sleep dream. The root of samsara is clinging to the self. Karma and suffering arise from kleshas. From that suffering arises that wheel of suffering, appearing while not existing, such as sleep dream. So what follows next is a statement in which comes from the Brahmanavatika, a text which was composed by the Chukidrakpa, by Dhamma Kirti. And it says, the existence of a self brings about knowing something as being other. From the pair of self and other, clinging and aversion, and from the connection of that, all faults arise. Now, what shall be illustrated through this is that the existence of a self means here the clinging to a truly existent self. If one thinks that a self is truly existent and clings towards it, then one has clinging to things as being, or to phenomena in general, as being different from it as well. So from the one, from perceiving something as self, the perception of something as being other will arise. It will arise, and since this arises, one has dual notions. This dual notion, namely this pair of self and other, from this pair of self and other arises clinging to and aversion. This clinging to refers towards the objects which one likes, and this aversion to refers to the objects one dislikes. And through this, actually, one will have desire and aversion. And this, through the connection, through this connection of aversion and desire, actually, through this, what is based upon the clinging towards a self, first, and then the clinging of things as being different from the self, through this connection, all faults will come. So in this way, it is said, just like above, that the root of samsara is clinging to a truly existent self.
Dong 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 d
please. The Pramana. Yeah. If there is self, one then cognizes others from the bare self and other grams, grasping and diversion. From making a total connection with these, all faults arise. If there is self, one then cognizes other. From the bare self and other comes grasping and aversion. From making a total connection with these, all faults arise. If there is self, one then cognizes other. From the bare self and other comes grasping and aversion. From making a total connection with these, all faults arise.
Jis njongwa tar, songpa tar nkhorwa tang, sipa kamsum khorwa tang, ter nkhorwa njorwa tsawa ne, khorwa ter nkhorwa njorwa jyoyi tsawa ne, nga ta nga yen zinpa dan zin linji, linji je kinyor nga wo nyamban de yinke. Dan zin de la tinte, dan zin yam da de la tinte, tawa nyumong jindang, chakso nyumong ba tamje njongken. Dan-zin-je-nam-do-la-ti-n-de-ta-nyu-mong-tang-dong-a-tang-je-jong-je. Tele chang le ta nyom mong ban do se pe dong a jeng ko lo te ni yang dang yang dong ko te tu le je ta ma yin ba yang dang yang dong ko gre pe na ni je le pe malam mam rabrep ti je ngor me la rabrep je ne a pe ki je ne yo na ti ngo ta khe la so pa na wa yin mi je do na wa ko wa de mi je do na wa me de je do na wa Malaja nama de me yendo nama ta mede yendo tempata nama de tena yendo nama de me yendo nama de din dravan de trupe mola de din dravo de ba troban dravo na yore de ne ta na tungba ni ji chumbo kona yinde sa ta lodo longjo no di tan tam sa trava
yep
ni ne lakshi
yep just six according to the explanation which was given above and which explains the coming of the arisal of samsara, it is said now that the root of samsara and of that what circles in the samsara is the innate clinging to a self which is the notion or idea of I and mine. So the root of samsara is this thinking I. And based upon this clinging of phenomena as being truly existent, based upon this, all defilements will arise. Defilements such as views which are defiled and desire and so forth. From that, karma will fully ripen and is accumulated. From that means, from the arisal of the defilements, the karma will fully ripen and will be accumulated. And from the accumulation of the karma, all the sufferings of existence come into existence, arise. Now, after the suffering has come and is not finished, because again, from that suffering, it says, through the activity of karma and defilement, this wheel of suffering arises again and again. So it's after the after one has been after one has had suffering, which came about first through the clinging of a truly existent self, which created defilements, and from the defilements karma was accumulated, and soon from the accumulation of karma the suffering of existence came about. Then again, through the suffering, one will have the activity of defilements, and one will again will experience more suffering, and one again is circled in this samsara. This is illustrated now here through the example of something which is non-existent but arises, just like the experience of someone who has a disease, and through this disease he sees the falling of hair which doesn't exist, or he sees appearances in a dream which came about through the sleep. These appearances are not truly existent in the same way as the whole of samsara is not truly existent, but they appear. But thinking that they are truly existent or knowing or thinking that this what is seemingly existent, one will investigate, and through this one will find out that these appearances are only the display of emptiness alone.
Yam Pagyab Jimpapal Dodubji Dorna Tungbe Chulene Tungbe Chunam Jumai Sipo Ledang Renu Kunzo Tuna Jarve Tinki Sava Songte Dor Dona Tender Yina Juni Jitsor Jim Kovan Junso de Karuratan Dor Dona Tungbe Chulene Tungbuchunam join. Jumsin Karasana, Leda Nyumumba and Kova Songare, Leda Nyumumba, Jo Leda Nyumumba Yang, Tundan Tungba Nida, Kunzo Jujin To, Tender Totan Janawa in Besena, Tungbuchure, Leda Nyumon Le, Tene Korbudonga Songa Tayang, Deva Tayanga, Tundan Tungba Nida, Kunzo Jujin Tender Totan Janawa in Besena, Tene Deva Donga Tayang. Tungbuchu, Nantale, Deva Tungbuchu, Nantan Sumare, Pay Tedan Dava Sumare.
Yes. And for this again, there's a quotation from Nagarjuna. Shortly, from empty phenomena, phenomena which are empty arise. An agent, karma, and the experience of the result are only conventional. This is explained by the Buddha. Now, so in short, it says from phenomena which are empty phenomena, or again phenomena which are empty arise. Now this refers to the arisal of samsara coming together through the interdependent links of origination. And if one explains it this way, one sees that defilements create karma, and from karma suffering arises. But this suffering, which comes about through these causes, is not truly existent, the same as the causes are not truly existent. Why? Because if one compares this to a dream, one sees that in a dream, appearances which are not true arise and give results which are not true. So the cause is not truly existent and the result is not truly existent. If one takes the example of fire, the fire which one dreams of in a dream has never been there from the beginning, is not existent through, by nature. So the cause, from this cause of a non-truly existent fire, a non-true existent result, which would be smoke, can arise. So in the same way, from samsara, karma, suffering arises, but since the defilements and since the karma is not truly existent, which are the cause of the suffering, suffering is not truly existent either.
Tenin de capso tongbe chule tongbe chu songwa dang dang da le dang debo songba dole songba te so tamje kunzo demba kab temba kabre kunzo yimbar tembare re ma to le dang debo te ton tambar ma do kunzo to ne jarve ti songbar wa dole le dang debo songba te kunzo je kabre ma to le dang debo te ton tambar ma do pare ton tambar nyang ta par ma do
So this explains that ultimately this wheel of the links of interdependent origination don't exist, but it is stated in the sutra that, or spoken by Buddha, that everything arises from the point of view of conventional existence. So from the point of view of conventional existence, an agent, karma, and the experience of the result would be there, but this is only there in conventional existence.
Yang dong dorna tungbe chule ne tungbe chunam yoin sepo le dang de nyu kunzo to ne jarve tin yang de ka.
So from Nagarjuna, breathe from phenomena which are empty, empty phenomena arise. The experiences of an agent, karma and result pertain to apparent reality. So the victorious one has thought, in brief, from phenomena which are empty, empty phenomena arise. The experiences of an agent, karma and result pertain to apparent reality. So the victorious one has thought, in brief, from phenomena which are empty, empty phenomena arise. The experience of an agent, karma and result pertain to apparent reality. So the victorious one has taught.
Sikhi and the tenzer de Kirab Ningbo le Zog Tongba wo Tongba ni Zogo Zogso Sungbarawa. The tenzer Tantimbaibare.
So this explanation of this sentence, of this verse here, is in accordance with the Heart Sutra. Where he says that emptiness is form and form is emptiness.
Tena Joyang Joyang Jo Tongba Nyere Tongba Ny Jore Deva Tongba Nyere Tongba Ny Devore Jotan Deva Nika Nandong Yemir Tema.
Yeah, it shows that the cause is emptiness and the result is emptiness. From the empty cause comes an empty result, which shows that everything is only appearance and emptiness.
Penamalanda make take with Donga Jonah, made Tongba Nere, Tongba Ni, young Mere, made Tongba Ni, the Mere, Tongba Ni, the May, Joe made Tongba Nere, and Devo made take when Devo Donga de and Tongba Nere, dead and our Malam.
In a it's easy to understand for the explanation of a dream, where if one dreams of being burned by fire, one sees that the dream fire, which is the cause of the dream suffering, is not truly existent. So the fire is empty. The fire one dreams of is empty of a truly existent, and from this fire arises a suffering which is empty of truly existent. So from the fire which is empty, suffering which is empty arises.
Kunzob nyamung le jiji le ne semne songayin. Kunzob te, kunzob korwan te kangle songare. Nyamung ta le jibare. Le ne semne songare, le te karil tenu songare. Le te chadang mong, chakpa dama mong be semne songayin. Semte chadang mong som je semte kabar songare. Chadang mong som je semne pakya takasa. Deva te, deva same te kivare, kivanyangilin devare. Same kivana mong major, same de kivan nangni tobaino, pakha dan trebe, same de kiva tang deva nangni tomna, teni mong major, momba letter, marek letter. Mamong pen a tenire, momba mina, teni sijete, tontambadembare. Momba mina, mamong pe, momba letrana. Tenyi re, te kona ni ton tampe denpa togore. Tenyi to na, tenyi rekwa am, si ju te, tenyi te ton tampe denpa rekwa am, togwe tarpa to. Ton tampe denpa to te, tenyi trupa se na tarpa togore. Di kapsa, tan tongba ni ino, tenyi tarpa. Tongba ni inbe jimsi ni je tarpa rekwe trupa re. Tongba ni ino, tenyi korwa yang yore, Kovala Trova Tarpa Yangyavari. Rava?
So furthermore, Nagarjuna says, conventionally, kleshas arise from karma. And karma arises from mind. Now, what is karma here? Karma is the activity which can be either activity of desire, activity of aversion, or being ignorant. These come about from mind. The mind itself is the accumulation or the storing of habitual tendencies. Being free of habitual tendencies, this is bliss. Now, in this way, mind is explained as storing habitual tendencies. So in this explanation, the cause is explained as being the habitual tendencies which have to be given up. And once they are given up, once one is free from habitual tendencies, this is bliss. A blissful mind is peaceful. Through a peaceful mind, one is not darkened. Darkened here means not darkened by ignorance. One is not darkened or covered by darkness. Through not being darkened or covered by darkness, that means through not being ignorant, the suchness is cognized. So the cognition of suchness or the realization of suchness, the liberation is obtained. Now, suchness in this way here means emptiness. If one has understood emptiness, one will be free of the notion of a samsara, and one will be free of the notion of a nirvana too. So one should realize emptiness.
kunzo nyumon le je je le ne zem le zonwai sem ne bhaja dage za bhagya darwa deva deve zem ne yavani sem ge ve ne mong manjor mamong be ne denye denye rekwam darba do.
Yeah,
please. Full of apparent reality, creatures are generated by karma. Karma arises from mind. Minds are constellated through habitual patterns. Happiness is freedom from habitual patterns. A happy mind is peace itself. Through peace, a mind does not become darkened. And not being darkened, it knows the true nature. To know the actual nature also means to attain liberation. On the level of apparent reality, kleshas are generated by karma. Karma arises from mind. Minds are constellated through habitual patterns. Happiness is freedom from habitual patterns. A happy mind is peace itself. Through peace, the mind does not become darkened. Not being darkened, it knows the true nature. To know the actual nature also means to attain liberation. On the level of apparent reality, kleshas are generated by karma. Karma arises from mind. Minds are constellated through habitual patterns. Happiness is freedom from habitual patterns. A happy mind is peace itself. Through peace, the mind does not become darkened. And not being darkened, it knows the true nature. To know the actual nature also means to attain liberation.
Gombolodrup ji song de tini sinap chenpo re gombolodrup khepa chenpo de truptop yang re tini song de yang ni yang du chol tamnon tangnon tongi topo la gupa chenpo ye gupa chenpo, tong chenpo, pinto chenpo.
This verse is from Nagarjuna. Contain a great blessing and are therefore very beneficial, and one should actually read them again and again and contemplate about them a lot.
Jeren kolo tangbo le sanje je tamba sanje ji chungkor som kovan zeba le kolo tangbo le korba tsawa dadan zeba tang korba tsawa danze yimba tang dukun je jo donga tang kunjong ge jo sepa yimba songji sepa de khenja re yimba yimba songji kolo parba le kande songre kolo parpar se zung yor da nang zembe sem de zung zin lang ngwen ba ri khen ba zung zin lang ngwen ba ri khen ba am zin zin ji tu ba de se man zembe tu ba am nam do den ko ju yin ba zung ba de ko lo thamar ko lo som ba ka so ku yi ni ko ba za ba song la ku yi de ku yi la ku yi nam chi la le ji ba kya ya ba de ni ko ba za ba song song ba de song so ti ba de
in general, it is explained in the first turning of the wheel. Buddha, when he taught, turned the wheel of Dhamma three times, that the cause of samsara is the clinging to a truly existent self, and that the cause of all sufferings is desire or craving. It has been explained in the middle turning of the wheel, that the cause of samsara is mental complexity, which is the attaching names, labeling, or the notion of a perceived object and perceiving subject and holding them as being really or truly existent. And it has been said in the third turning of the wheel that the cause of samsara is the all basis consciousness. Here the term all basis consciousness means here it only says in the root text the all basis. In this text means the all basis consciousness, and the all basis consciousness is meant to be the place where the habitual tendencies are stored. So in the last turning of the wheel, Buddha has explained this as being the cause of samsara. Now, this has been the explanation of the 12 links of interdependent origination given from the treasury of knowledge. And one has the root text now here. And this root text is easy understandable and should be actually repeated quite often and, if possible, learned by heart. And if one can do this, one can actually pass this on to other people as well who are interested. One can recite it to them, so one can pass it on actually, so that they will understand the meaning as well. What is the reason for all this? Is that the explanation of these 12 links of interdependent origination are coming from the root text, which was written by Jhampa Khonto Lodo Thaye and are contained in the treasury of knowledge. It's coming from a great master itself, and that it contains other root texts from the seventh Kamapa, Chöki Drakpa, and from Nagarjuna as well. And these sentences, these verses all are very stable. They are stable ground. They are basis, stable basis. And they are very clear explanations.
Tene tongba ni te lam sang to to kale ka bore ma do na yang tene ten de chu ni ji chor dung kor ban kor ban de ji jin ten de cho sang ji na ma la ju ma ta wa ngi hi ji na yang tene kar chen bore tongba ni to pa la to pa tong ni to pa ngun ron da wo yong gu ye.
Rinpoche says that it's very difficult to realize emptiness, and if one understands this explanation of the 12 links of interdependent origination very well, then one knows how one is deluded in samsara. And through knowing this, one will know that everything comes together based upon causes and condition only, that everything is only appearance, just like in a dream and illusionary like. And it can serve as a nundo, as a preliminary towards the realization of emptiness. For those among you who know the Tibetan language, they can very well read this in Tibetan itself. Look at the root, look at the commentary as well, and look at the mistakes. So Rinpoche asks if you have any questions, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sumtsu Ditang Tongpa Nidhi Kola Chetang La Kuya La Leda Puyo Tanta Te Mbuche Sabu Sambale Ti Rikpa Ne Tsona Rikpa Ne Takche Tana Ti Goya Leda Puyo
Ore
Ina Yang Lima To Tene Di Rangi Sipilam Natsu Rangi Dugyundu Kobala Depe Kapso Didabu Dugyundu La Takche Tanya Rang La Neshe Kia Yamena Rangi Rikpa Didabu Yimba Tongpa Ni Yimba Rikpa Kia Top Kaleka Boshayo Tene Di Dugyundu Gi Rikpa Yoba Tongpa Ni Yimba Rikpa Yoba Yamena Rikpa Pelva One means is to hear again and again about emptiness, to think and reflect again and again about emptiness, and to meditate again and again about emptiness. This one.
The nature lakpala lakpala jitin jamba yang tabula tabadro jamba yang nyemba sa lakpala jamba yang ti jamba yang la sorvata nyemba sana yang hiram pigre tumbani jitawa jigre tumbani jiton tobala yang pendo jibe.
Another is to pray, to make aspirational prayers to a deity, to a supreme deity, towards Manjusri. And this can serve as well and can help one to understand the emptiness.
Yang Tony Topa Tap Jig, Sunam Jetso Sapare, Sunam Jetso Sapapen and Hindum Bergetayandua, Nindo Teso Yang, Timon Sing, Timon Maiba Nangangudo Tiso Sunam, Tosa de Bajayan Tiso Yang, Tinitoni Topa Tape, Pena Tadin the Hirab Lever Sumare, Shin Kambo da Mambusan, May Bana, May Chimbo de Jun Mumbagre, taking the Sunan Jetso Sana, Tinit. Tony Topi Hirap member. Rava, to Sunam the Toji Kinga Manda Sati, then he hirap the Mepana, Tony Topi Hirap the Mechil, Jen Gopal.
Another explanation, another helpful means is to accumulate merit, a great deal of merit, and we have extraordinary means. Or we have common and uncommon means, which are extraordinary. These are the practice of the preliminaries, the four preliminary thoughts, which are common first, concerning impermanence and selflessness and shortcomings of samsara, and so on. And the other ones are the prostrations, which one does 100,000 times, and the whole nandro, which one repeats. And this serves as a means to accumulate merit. It has been said by Shantideva and the Bodhisattva Charyavatara that through the piling up of a lot of dry wood, the fire will burn for a long time and very strong. So this is now likened to the accumulation of merit. If this is very great and very big, then the understanding and the realization of emptiness can come about easy.
Take it that any Dorje Pamon Colo Denjo Tavi Yedam de Jerem Gur, Jerem Dan Zurem Nemi Sebatian Tony Tobu Tabre, Jerem de Caps Nanto, Madab Nanto Jurare, Zurem de Caps of Sem.
Another means is the visualization and the meditation upon various deities, just like Vajrayogini and Chakrasambhara, and so on. And through the practice of the creation of the deity and the dissolving of the deity, one has two different stages. The first one is that one changes the concepts, yeah? And the other one is that one rests in the natural state of mind, which is uncontrived, and this serves as a means as well. And in particular, in the tradition of the Kagyus, there is also what is called the six tamas of Naropa. And through this practice, one can realize this, what has not been realized before. One can increase the realization of that, what one has realized, and one can perfect the realization. So if one would apply all these means explained now in a gradual manner, then one would achieve the realization of emptiness easily.
So
Rinpoche says in Vajradhatu you have a very clear set out how things should be done, and if one follows this, this is very beneficial. Yes, it's very sad that now at this time His Holiness Karmapa and that Kalo Rinpoche, Tungpa Rinpoche and also Dingochen Rinpoche have passed away. It's not needed to be disheartened by this, because they are very highly realized lamas and they come back again as tulkus. Now, they have been tulkus, they have been bodily incarnations themselves, and they have come many times so far, so this is a clear sign that they will come again.
And
Right now, it's in the process of composing prayers for the swift reincarnation of his bodily emanation. Yeah, and these prayers will be distributed towards all disciples, and a means to help to speed this. Speed this up is that one makes these prayers, that one does these wishing prayers together, and that one makes a wishing prayer on top of it that the returning of the incarnation will be a means to help and a means to help and to tame more and more students. So in general, in Tibet now says tukus, which were coming from the Nimanakaya, which were coming from the Chenzes lineage and from the Kondo lineage, were always manifold, was not only one, and these were very effective in helping. So one can be sure. That there will be more.
He said that the young
So if one makes his wishing prayers for the swift return or for the quickly coming again in this world, then this will be very beneficial and they would come actually very fast.
Yeah.
From great masters of the Kajin Nyingma lineage, there will be composed from great Nimanakaya aspects, from mortal goods. They will compose his wishing prayers.
Yangse Nyo Zongje, Tendra Wo. Yangse Nyo Zongje, but Tene Tanda.
There will be not only one text, there will be more texts coming from various explanations or from various sources, and they will be handed out actually. Yeah, these sources would be the Kagyu lineages, would be the Nyingma and the Sakya lineages, because he was a teacher who didn't pertain to one lineage alone. He was a Rime teacher, and so therefore they will be from various great masters will be wishing prayers. And it is said that maybe there will be actually a few, some. If one has confidence in emptiness, then faith in emptiness will arise, and through the faith in emptiness, the realization of emptiness will be easier.
Some people
have natural faith and understanding of emptiness, which is a sign of having listened and practiced this before in previous lives, and some people don't have this. They need to develop confidence first, and this confidence will bring about, if one listens again and again to this teaching of emptiness, will bring about the realization of emptiness as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Rinpoche asked us to meditate for some time. samadhi.
Rere tsama sati, tsikyetan jingona.
Meditation in this case means to recite slowly. All the root verses which are mentioned in here, and Rinpoche compares this to your recitation which you are doing from the Kagyu Gyotsuk, which is the reign of wisdom. You have this tradition in the Vajradhatu in general, which is very good. So one should do this now accordingly and but slower. So Rinpoche asked us to recite very slowly in order to actually be able to contemplate about the meaning of the words which are in here contained as well. So one should do this not too fast, then the meaning would enter.
In reality, samsara, along with karma, I stay established as existent.
In the apparent reality, there is interdependent arising based on causes and conditions.
The wheel of 12 rings turns incessantly. Just as sweetness is natural to molasses and heat is natural to fire, so is emptiness said to be the true nature of all phenomena. The activity which arises relying on the 12 rings of interdependent origination, beginning with ignorance up to aging and death, I observe to be like a dream and an illusion. This wheel of 12 links circles around in the path of conditioned existence. The root of samsara is clinging to the self. Karma and suffering arise from pleasures. From that suffering arises that wheel of suffering, appearing while not existing, such as deep dream. If there is self, one of them comprises other. From the pair of self and other comes grasping and diversion. From making a total connection with these, all faults arise. In brief, from phenomena which are empty, empty phenomena arise. Experiences, origination, karma and results, pertaining to apparent reality, so that the universe one has taught. On the level of apparent reality, visions are generated by karma. Karma arises from the mind. Minds are constellated through habitual patterns. Happiness is freedom from habitual patterns. A happy mind is peace itself. Through peace, the mind does not become darkened, and not being darkened, it knows the true nature. To know the actual nature also means to attain liberation.
So nam deya tom je zikwa ni tom ne ni bedra nam pan je ga nam deya balam dhubha siddhen zole dhubha dhubha.
By this merit may all obtain omniscience, may to the eternity of wrongdoing, from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of samsara, may I free all being. Yeah.